Thank you, David, for leading that song. I'd ask him if he would lead that song. Not only it's one of my favorite songs, but I'm going to be talking about heaven. Well, not really. I'm going to talk about what to do if you miss heaven. A couple weeks ago, Dan, a few Sunday nights ago, gave a sermon on what heaven would be like. And I would assume that all of us would agree that that's a place that we intend to go once we leave this earth. Here is to heaven, or you wouldn't be here this morning. You know, it's often asked, and I often ask this question to people, if they were to die today, would they know for a fact that they would go to heaven? What I have gotten three different answers before. One was absolutely yes, I'm going to go to heaven. I don't mean to be arrogant or anything, but yes, I feel that I will go to heaven. Some will say, I'm not sure. I hope so, but I really don't know if I will go to heaven. And then I've had some people flat out tell me no. Well, when we think about people who aren't going to make it to heaven, we automatically think about atheists, people who don't believe in God or don't believe in heaven or hell. But that is not always true for those that will not make it to heaven. A few weeks ago, I was at a graveside service and talking to a man after a service about his faith in Christ. And ask him if he was to die today, would he be sure that he would go to heaven? And he said, well, I really don't know, but I do believe in God. I said, well, that's good. I said, do you worship him? Oh, yes, I worship him. I said, well, what church do you attend? I don't go to church, but I am religious, and I believe that there's a God. I believe in doing good, and I believe that you don't have to go to church to be saved. And I said, well, let me ask you again, then, if you were to die today, do you think you'd go to heaven? And he shrugged his shoulders. I don't know. I hope so. I said, what if you don't? Anyways, it made me think of this lesson here, and it's a lesson that I come across several years ago and really enjoyed this lesson, and I kind of tweaked a little bit for today, but what to do if you miss heaven? And you may be thinking right off the bat, well, there's nothing you can do. Well, let's talk about that. Let's look at that. In life, we often miss things or don't make it to certain appointments or for certain things. When we miss things, we usually feel frustrated or mad or angry at times. But usually, when we don't make it or we miss something, we handle it pretty well. Let me give you some examples that we miss here in the world. Perhaps a birthday party of a loved one or a friend. If we are invited to a birthday party and we can't make it, something comes up and we're just unable to make it, we could get upset about it. We really want to be there, but we weren't able to make it. But we can make up for it. We can send them a birthday present, call them on the phone, and wish them a happy birthday, and in hopes to make it to their next birthday. Or perhaps we miss a day of work or a day of school. Things come up where we can't make it on time or even there. If we were to miss a day of work, we can always take a sick day or a vacation day, and hopefully to be able to make up anything that we missed that day at work. Also with school, there are times that things come up and we can't make it to school. We can always make that day up later, or do if we miss a test or whatnot, the teacher will usually allow us to make up the test. We could get mad about that, but we usually handle it pretty well. Some people, and this may have happened to you, have missed a plane. Perhaps you were late getting to the airport, your car wouldn't crank, or you're waiting on your wife to get ready. There are reasons why we're late sometimes and miss the plane. Perhaps we're going on vacation or business trip or to go visit relatives out of state. It can be very frustrating to miss a plane because of the lines and dealing with people at the airport, but we can always catch another plane to that town. Some of us may miss a meal. Perhaps we're busy and can't eat lunch or supper that night. Some people, that's a bigger problem than others, but we can always usually eat again at the next time or the next chance that we get. If you like movies, a lot of people like to go to the picture show or the theater when a show comes out to watch a movie. We don't always make it on time, but it's not that big a deal. We can wait till it comes out on Netflix or on TV. Missing phone calls. We often miss phone calls, and some phone calls we don't care about it, we miss, but there are some important phone calls that we wait for and sometimes unable to take that call at that time, but it's not that big a deal. We can always call them back. Now, all misses, however, are not as easy to correct as some of these. These were pretty easy to fix, but let's say we forget to file our income tax on April 15th. That's a little bit bigger miss there. We have to pay a penalty or maybe be audited by the IRS. Or if we miss a deadline at work, we could take a chance on losing our job or missing out on a business deal, and which would lose money. Or bills. If we forget to pay our bill or late on a light bill or electric bill or mortgage note, it's okay. We may have to pay some more fees or we might get whatever we own repoed, but we have to pay for it. A sick person who is ordered by the doctor and the pharmacist to take medication on certain times. If you miss taking your medication, you could end up having more health risk. So it's important to try to make these things, but usually it could be fixed. This morning I want us to focus on some spiritual implications on these thoughts. What if you miss heaven? Think about that for a minute. If you were to die right now, and think that you're right with the Lord and miss heaven. Now, I know from experience that at any given time that you could pass away from this earth. It could happen first thing in the morning. It can happen in the afternoon, late in the evening, in the middle of the night. You could be at the hospital. You could be in the nursing home. You could be eating your breakfast. You could be driving in the car. At any given time, you could die. Several years ago, to give you an example, I got a phone call that someone had passed away in Sunday school. And on my way to the church to pick this gentleman up, we had another call that a gentleman had passed away at his residence. After we left the church and back to the funeral home, we proceeded out to the residence to pick the other guy up. They were pretty close to the same age. One was at Sunday school. One was on his back porch drinking coffee. Both of them apparently died of a heart attack. We don't know where we're going to be or how old we're going to be when we pass away, but it happens. Wouldn't you feel better if you were at church and passed away versus skipping that day to stay at home? That's a terrible thought, isn't it? What should you do if you miss heaven? Well, first you need to know that the Bible does state that some will miss heaven. And like I said, we think the people that are going to not make it to heaven are those that do not believe in God, those who are atheists, those who have no religion in them. But that's not always true. According to Jesus, not everyone will be saved. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many that day will say, 'Lord, Lord, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I drive out demons?' And Jesus will say, 'Depart from me, I never knew you.'" See, these are people who believed in Jesus, believed in God, or thought they were right. Jesus said, "Away from me." According to this scripture, there are going to be some surprises that day. And I'm afraid that there are many people in this world today are going to be those people. There will be many who thought they were right, thought what their beliefs were right. They thought that all you have to do is believe, and you'll be saved, and you'll go to heaven. This is where 2 Corinthians 13:5 comes in. It says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test." We need to be always examine our hearts to see where our faith is. Just because we think that we're right doesn't always mean that. We need to examine ourselves daily so that we're not surprised on that day of judgment. Sadly, many will die in their sin. In John chapter 8 and verse 44 says, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abide not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh the lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." The devil wants us to think that we're okay. The devil wants us to believe that Jesus wouldn't send anyone to hell, that he loves us, and he would never do anything like that. And a lot of us fall into that trap. But many will be lost because they die in their sins. There are some that know that they're in sin. They walk on thin ice. They play with fire. They know they're not doing right. They know they should do better, but they think they have time to change. Or there are some sin in people's life they just don't care about. Maybe it's a grudge. Maybe it's hatred towards someone, but they're not worried about it. There are many, some do not know they're in sin. They may not know what Scripture says. They may not know how to live a Christian life, but they simply do not know that they're in sin. But either way, unforgiven sin will cause you to miss heaven. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2 says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that you will not hear." We all know that sin separates us from God. Any unforgiven sin separates us from him and causes us to miss heaven. The Scripture tells us that there are few that will go to heaven. In Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14, Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it." Many will do what the world wants to do. Many of us does exactly what others do. What we feel is right could be wrong, and what we think is wrong is right. We have the least bit of concern of what God's wishes and requirements are. We want to do what we want to do. My second point this morning is, why will there be so many missing heaven? Many will not obey God. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verses 8 through 9 says, "Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obeyed him." There will be no salvation without obedience. Jesus was obedient, and we must be the same. Revelation 22 and 14 says, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates in the city." Obedience is a must to salvation. Many will miss heaven because they refuse to obey God. Secondly, many will not go to heaven because of they're filled with pride. This is a major barrier in many of the world today. Many are too proud to admit that they're wrong. They think that they're right and everyone else is wrong, and they're caught up in themselves. James 4, 6 says, "God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble." Pride will cause many to miss heaven. Many people refuse to live faithfully. And 2 Peter chapter 1 and 10 says, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble." We need to give diligence to be sure, adding to our faith each day. Not drifting away, as I talked about in Sunday school this morning, but adding to our faith. Many will say that we will go to heaven if we just simply believe in God. Many will say we'll go to heaven if we just live better than the person next to us. Many people say we will go to heaven if we just live however we want to, because God loves us, he put us here, and he will not let us go to hell. Listen to what Jesus says in John 8, 31. "Then Jesus said to the Jews which believed on him," he says, "if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Now notice here that the Jews already believed in God, believed in Jesus. And he says, "if you continue, if you are faithful in my word, then you are my disciples." There is no such thing as once saved, always saved. In Romans chapter 11, verse 22, it says, "Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God, sternness to those who fail, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you will be cut off." There's another example. There's no way we can go to heaven unless we remain faithful unto God. My third and last point this morning says, so what to do if you miss heaven? Well, you say, well, there's nothing you can do. Well, you will be conscious in wherever you are. In Hebrews chapter 9, Jesus said that man is appointed to die and then judgment. That day of judgment, if you miss heaven, you will start to think about some things. You'll think about how you will have no more opportunity to obey the gospel. How you will never have the opportunity to be baptized for the remission of your sins. You'll think about how your fate is now sealed and eternity has begun. You know, in our life here on earth, some lives are taken at an early age. And we don't think that's long enough. Some live to be 100 years old. We think that's not long enough. This is only a short time here on earth. Once we leave here, eternity has begun. And it could be in heaven or it can be in hell. But you will realize that this is it and it's eternity. If you miss heaven, you'll really think about it. Think about how the times you rejected the invitation. Every Sunday morning we offer invitation here. And I'm not just talking about the mornings that you couldn't come forward or you didn't feel that you come forward. Every day is an invitation to obey the gospel. Jesus' hand is always out, and you'll think about those times. You'll think about the times that your friends or your family or other Christians had invited you to church or invited you to obey the gospel, and you refused to do it. You rejected the invitation. You'll begin to think about those. You also think about the times that you failed to let your light shine, the times you had opportunity to share the gospel with those around you, those that you had opportunity to help those in need, and you didn't do it. You also think about the trouble that you have caused the people and the church, those who love you most and those that you love, those that try to get you to get right with the Lord, and you refuse to do it. Not only you'll think about some things, you'll start to feel some things. You'll feel the gnashing of your teeth, according to Matthew chapter 25 and verse 30, which represents the anguish and pain that you will be feeling in hell. You will never have any rest. No rest, which is given in heaven. You'll feel great pain, perfect pain, everlasting fire. You will feel you're in torment. Have any of you ever had a nightmare that you didn't think will ever end? That's what you're going to feel. It's like living in a nightmare for eternity. You will feel that you're in a place of the devil, a bad place. What to do if you miss heaven? Not only you'll feel or think some things, you'll start to grope because you're in outer darkness. There'll be darkness all around you, no light. You'll be searching for a way out, but there is no hope of getting out, according to Luke 16:26. You'll also start to share. Others will be in hell with you. You won't be in there by yourself. It won't be solitary confinement like in prison. Others will be there with you, sharing this with you. Notice some of the people that you share hell with. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexual immoral, those who practice magic arts, the adulterers, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Those will be your neighbors. Those will who you spend eternity with. You will realize that there's no positive thing that you can do. It's too late. It's all over. There's nothing you can do. If you miss heaven, there's nothing you can do to correct it. It's not like missing an airplane where y'all just catch another one. It's not like missing a phone call. I'll call them back. It's too late. You can't go back. Think about it. No more hope. No more hope of obeying the gospel. No more hope of helping people anymore. But I do have good news for you this morning. You have the opportunity to obey the gospel. Jesus died for our sins. He did the hard part. We have the easy part. All we have to do is have faith and live faithful. Be obedient to God. We can do it. The Bible tells us that if we do not want to miss heaven, we must believe and have faith in Jesus. We must repent of our sins and confess publicly the name of Christ and be baptized and remain faithful. What will happen if you miss heaven? You will be eternally lost. You will be punished eternally. I think a lot of us, the reason we do the things that we do, we don't live the way we do, is because we are not punished by God right away. He's not there to punish us. Even though there are some things that happen in our life that we think that he keeps us from doing or he's punishing us, he does at some extent. But we do the things that we do because we're not punished right then and there. Well, you'll know that day if you miss heaven that you will be punished eternally. Can you hit that next slide there? So what can you do if you miss heaven? You can suffer. That's all that you can do. There may be someone here this morning that may answer no to the question, if you were to die today, would you go to heaven? You might just say, no, I'm not ready. I haven't obeyed the gospel. There may be someone here this morning say, I'm unsure of that, and you should be sure that you're going to go to heaven. If you're that person this morning that have been baptized and obeyed the gospel, but you're unsure that you would miss heaven, you have sin in your life that needs to be forgiven, we would invite you to come forward this morning so that we could pray along with you and restore that faith in you, to ask for forgiveness of your sins. If you're here this morning, you haven't obeyed the gospel, and you would like to be baptized for remission of your sin and start your walk with the Lord, we invite you to do that while we stand and we sing.